This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe there will be one. So our investigators, that's a great question. Our investigators have certainly began dissecting social media and looking at the website and the Nicholas, I think I can spell his name, N-I-K-O-L-A-S, Cruz, was the killer. He is in custody, and we've already began to dissect his websites and the things that social media that he was on, and some of the things that come to mind are very, very disturbing.
Does he have wounds, injuries?
What can you talk about him? We understand he may be a former.
He's 19 years old. He was born in 1998 in September. He was a former student of Douglas High School. He got expelled for disciplinary reasons. I don't know the specifics. I think he might have surfaced at Taravella High School. We're still trying to confirm that. And this morning when he woke up, whether he was a student or not, I don't know.
Can you speak to the number of weapons he either had and whether or not we heard that a fire alarm was...
Well, that is the sheriff from Broward County reporting on yesterday on the shooting of, you know, by Nicholas Cruz, 17 high school students. I got to tell you, if you missed it this morning, you may want to go and download it as a podcast on Bill Martinez Live through GCN. You know, the conversation that we had with the founder of Armored One, Tom Chez, you have got to hear this. I mean, in terms of not only, you know, the genesis and the foundation of the issue here, and this is outside of talking about, you know, going political, making it, you know, making it a gun control issue or anything else specifically. It's okay. Look, I think we need to realize that this is part of our society. This has become, Scott, this is an inherent part of our society. And if that's the case, I mean, here you have a young son. I imagine you're sitting there going, hey, look, at Neil, you've got to be situationally aware. You've got to make sure the school understands what to do in case there is an active shooting at your school. And as Tom shared with us, sometimes in the panic, if people aren't properly trained, they end up, you know, running into the shooter as they did, you know, in a couple of other cases. They just panic. They hear sounds. And, of course, if you're hearing sounds sometimes in school and they can echo and it can be a bit deceiving. So if you're not trained and you understand what's going on, you could find yourself in more problems. But Drudge this morning is reporting that the FBI was warned about a school shooting threat from a YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz back in September. Interesting. This is what we're finding out with these situations, is that there are indicators that come up. But to Tom's point, and Scott, as you and I were talking about, you know, people have to have enough nerve and courage to, if they see something, if they sense something, to say something, you know, that we just cannot ignore these signs in the name of political correctness any longer. Whoa. I mean, our kids are being victimized by our... you know, our sensitivity to political correctness, you might say.
Well, you need to stop with the whole, you know, anytime somebody says something that you don't agree with, then that person's racist, bigoted, all these other things. You need to allow people to say what they want to say, and then have the discussion afterwards. But like Tom said, it's better to err on the side of safety than it is to err on the side.
Oh, excuse me for making a mistake here. I mean, this deal about the FBI being warned, a Mississippi bail bondsman actually picked up on this. This YouTube, he's a YouTube vlogger, and in this video that Nicholas Cruz put out, he says, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." Is that a warning sign? I would think.
Yeah. Well,
We've got Liz Crokin coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this very independent radio show. We go where others can't in terms of talking about things. We don't believe in political correctness. Political correctness is what gets us in trouble, you know, as Scott pointed out, you know, earlier. Scott Burdick, of course, with us at Mission Control in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the place where they put holes in the ice. One day I'm going to get there. We're going to do that, Scott. Somehow we've got to go and figure that out. Get a little, what do you call those little cabin things that you roll on the ice? You know, I didn't grow up with this stuff, so you know this.
An ice house?
Ice house. That's it. Yes, that's what you call it. And then the hole in the ice, what do you call that?
Just a hole, Bill.
Just a hole. Okay. Scott, this is why he's so invaluable, because he keeps me up on top of these things, because, you know, Mexican people, we're tropical people. We like warm weather. We don't go and put holes in ice, you know. And so, hey, the day is coming. I know. It's on my bucket list. We're talking, you know, continuing to talk about what happened in South Florida and what to do about it, here. You know, all the pundits, I mean, you get the whole gamut, and you knew right away that we're going to talk about gun control and ammunition stamping. I'm in California, so they're really, you know, their heads are totally, you know, just blown up. And, you know, instead of thinking, as we talked with Tom Shiz from Armored One earlier this morning, you know, about some of the foundational issues, but even that set aside, the preparatory issues that need to occur, because the fact of the matter is this has been going on for a number of years, these shootings, and the number of shootings looks like they've been increasing here at schools where people congregate. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's the new normal. And not to say that we should get used to it, but that we should be more prepared and on guard and be situationally aware. And that's what Tom was stressing this morning, is that even if they decided that they're going to take away everybody's guns, it's going to be a 12-year process. So think about, you know, your one-year-old child today is going to be going into the midst of this situation, and they're going to be exposed. So what do we do in preparation to make our children more situationally aware of their surroundings and the people that are in them? You know, just as we were reading to you earlier, September, they're saying back in September, the FBI was warned that we had a problem here in River City, in South Florida. Nicholas Cruz had put out a video, says, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." That's a pretty big red flag, I would think. And there was a YouTuber, this is all being reported in BuzzFeed, off of Drudge, the YouTube 36-year-old Ben Benight alerted the FBI, emailing a screenshot of the comment to the Bureau's TIPS account, as well as calling the Mississippi FBI field office. So Ben saw something, he said something, but for whatever reason, the FBI did not act on this. Agents with the Bureau's Mississippi field office got back to him immediately, Benight said, and conducted an in-person interview the following day on September 25th. He says, they came to my office the next morning, asked me if I knew anything about the person. Why would they go to Benight? Why wouldn't they go directly to this insane kid, Nicholas Cruz, who put out that statement? Liz Crokin is with us right now. I want to bring her on and get her insight on this. Liz, an award-winning author, seasoned journalist, and advocate for sex crime victims. We have lots to talk about, Liz. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. And Liz, I was just reading to everybody from Drudge this morning. The FBI was warned about Nicholas Cruz. He had put out a YouTube video, quote-unquote, saying, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. Is that a red flag or not?
Sounds like a false flag to me.
Yeah.
You know, this, just like the Vegas shooting, I was watching the coverage live yesterday, and this just had, there's so many things about this whole situation that doesn't add up. And, you know, last night, actually, one of the shooters, like, Instagram pages, I believe it was True Pundit, found both of his, he has two Instagram pages, allegedly, and he found both of his Instagram pages, and, like, as soon as True Pundit posted his Instagram pages, I went on Instagram and I was going through his photos. Mm-hmm. And as I was on his Instagram page, all the comments were getting deleted and the photos were all getting deleted. And within, like, less than a minute, like, everything had been deleted on his Instagram page.
Just vaporing right before your eyes, huh?
And it, but to me, it's like, why do they do that? Like, we should want to know every single thing that we can possibly find out about someone like this. Mm. And why would Instagram take it upon itself to just to delete all of that evidence? I mean, that within itself is so strange to me. And so I heard about the fact that the FBI had been notified this morning when I woke up. And I also read that there's a witness that's come forward that claims that there was more than one shooter.
Mm.
And what does that remind you of? Vegas.
Yes,
you know?
Right, exactly.
And so there's just red flags everywhere, you know. Everything, nothing seems to add up with this. It doesn't sound like we're getting the full story once again. I don't know if you saw, there was also a video last night of him allegedly being pulled into the hospital on a gurney.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And, okay, so they're live, like, oh, there's the shooter, he's being pulled in on a gurney. There was no one on the gurney.
Right, right, exactly. Right.
So where did he go? Where did he really go? I mean, you know, and the actual shooter, again, I was watching this, I was by TV yesterday when this was all going down, so I was able to watch this live. And as they were bringing in the alleged shooter, the guy couldn't stand up. He was wobbling. He couldn't stand up. Like, he seemed inebriated.
Mm.
He seemed intoxicated. And it's like, if someone that can't even stand up on their own two feet, are we really supposed to believe that they were able to, kill 17 people? There's just so much that doesn't add up with this. It's fishy. To me, it smells of a false flag. It seems like another Vegas. We're not getting the full story. You know, his Instagram, his accounts are getting deleted. And now we have conflicting reports from witnesses saying someone's coming forward saying there was more than one shooter. You know, and so I just feel like this is going to be another Vegas, and who knows if we'll ever know the truth.
Well, yeah, and it is suspicious, you know, that Instagram would take down this information. I, like you, Liz, I am in pursuit of the truth and full disclosure. Why should we be deprived suddenly of something that was out there? Is this, you know, does this become a CYA kind of situation? I mean, because in this case, as Drudge is reporting, you know, the FBI was warned about Nicholas Cruz back in September. And so we're saying, part of the mantra is see something, say something. If we make a mistake and somebody is, you know, falsely accused, are we better off in dealing with that false accusal as opposed to having 17 victims like what we have as a result of yesterday's shooting?
Exactly.
Definitely, we need to heighten the situational awareness. Liz Croken is with us, and we come back. Liz, I want to talk to you about this, you know, where we are after all the hashtag movement that is going on. The latest, Scott Baio, is now exposed. Interesting that we still haven't gotten all the full disclosure of the Congress people that were involved with, the illicit payout of the people's money, right? So, but we're finding out other things. But it's quiet in D.C. and on the Beltway. Liz Croken, more with her after the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent just for you as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Liz Croken, who's been, who has the same passion as we do in terms of pursuing the truth, an award-winning author, seasoned journalist, advocate for sex crime victims. Liz, everything is being hashtagged these days.
Yeah.
And, of course, the hot story right now that will not go away, much to the disdain of the Trump administration,
yeah,
is Rob Porter.
Yeah.
You know, why is the media making this the only story?
Well, because they can't stand Trump, they hate Trump, and they want to do everything to absolutely destroy him, his entire administration. And they will, you know, focus on any negative thing that they can find on President Trump and his administration. And, you know, the situation with Rob Porter, I was reading about it last night. I was reading a report, I believe it was on Fox News Channel, and this is what I find so disturbing about the whole Rob Porter situation. And there are some mixed reports about what really went down, but the FBI did the background check on him.
Right.
And the reports I was reading last night said that President Trump was not made aware that he was a wife beater. They didn't tell him. They didn't tip him off.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how corrupt the FBI is, and not the field officers. I'm talking about the top. It's the people at the top of the FBI that are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know how corrupt the people at the top of the FBI are. We know that they were involved in the Russian dossier, which is basically part of a coup to an attempt to overthrow President Trump's entire presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, this just reeks of another setup. They knew that this guy, you know, had skeletons in his closet. They didn't let the president know from the reports that I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
So they went ahead and hired him, not knowing that they found this in his background check, because they were the ones that did the background check.
Exactly.
And I believe they set up President Trump to let him, you know, fall on his sword and hire this guy that, you know, has this checkered past to make him look bad.
Right.
And
well, it seems rather suspicious, too, Liz, that they conveniently come back with this statement yesterday that they had warned the White House back in, the summer? Summer last year, that they weren't, and I go, I want to see that document, because even the way in which they presented it, it was suspicious. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't emphatic. It, you know, just a statement that, oh, no, we reported to the president. I kind of felt like it was, you know, kind of a gotcha kind of thing, that because of all the heat that's on the FBI and what the Trump administration, how they've put them under the looking glass here, they're not comfortable. So this is kind of their way to shoot a round across the bow of the boat of the administration.
Absolutely. And I mean, President Trump's a smart man. Do you really think that if the FBI came back and said, we found this in his past, and he has a history of, like, abusing women and his ex-wives and blah, 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 do you really think President Trump would be like, oh, we're still going to hire him anyway?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
I know President Trump. I've covered him for years. I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a smart man, and if he had that information, I just find it hard to believe that he would want to welcome that kind of drama and scandal into his White House when he's already, you know, been under attack by Hollywood, the media, you know, everyone, including the government and the FBI. Why would he want to welcome? Why would he want to give any fuel to the fire? Why would he want to, you know, invite a reason for all the haters to attack his administration? He wouldn't do that. And so to me, it just seems like a setup. And again, you're right. The fact that the media is zeroing in on this and only this just like proves it.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, the other thing too, Liz, I mean, you know, President Trump, you've been covering him, you've met with him. You know, does he need some, some counseling in terms of understanding that, look, there's Donald Trump, the citizen, and now there's Donald Trump, the president. And, you know, in order to mitigate some of these issues that you create for yourself, you've got to alter your thinking just a bit, your worldview, that when these landmines come up, that you have a very definitive response that doesn't leave you open and leave things open. I mean, because some of the stuff that people are coming up with, oh, well, he's supporting, you know, wife beaters. Wait, how do you get there? I mean, this is extreme. Oh, because he didn't, in fact, he didn't himself. He relied on his spokesperson to say it, and he didn't say it. Come on, please. I mean, this is the president of the United States. Like, you want him to comment on everything, and that because he didn't comment, you're going to make a, you know, you're going to insert your own read and perspective on this? When did the president say that he was for hiring, you know, wife beaters?
But at the end of the day, it's like no matter what he does, he'll never win. He'll never win with the left. He'll never win with the media. And he'll never win with, you know, the people in Hollywood and whatnot. So, you know, he just can't overthink these things and stress out about these things too much, because literally he'll never win. I mean, think about when he was running for president. He's never met David Duke. How many times did they make him disavow David Duke?
To this day, it's ridiculous. It's like President Obama's birth certificate. Come on, stop it.
Yeah, you know? And it's like he disavowed David Duke probably like 24 times minimum, and they still will bring it up, and as if he's met this man and he supports him. Meanwhile, you know, we've seen photos surface of President Obama with Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, right, exactly.
He's like surprised, you know, and that just goes to show you how in the tank, you know, the media was for Obama and how much they despise Trump. They're going to, you know, they beat that story to death, and Trump never met. He's not even met David Duke.
Right.
He's in a relationship with him.
Well, and to your point, Liz, you know, when I say this, you know, when I make my comments, I'm as frustrated as most conservatives and people who want to get this country back on track. To your point, with Barack Obama, the mainstream media was probably about 90% reporting, you know, positive news about Barack Obama. And now with Donald Trump, it's 90% in the other direction. So it's no wonder that we're so overwhelmed with all this negativity. His approval ratings are prejudiced because of what the mainstream media has done. And what is he guilty of? Trying to get this country back on track. We've got an economy that is coming back. You know, our national security is improving. Hopefully with some things that are happening in the military and overseas, our international presence, I believe, much improved. I disagree with the former president. Of course, that's his own personal perspective, and I think he's a bit delusional.
Yeah, and what else did we have last year? We had a record number of pedophile arrests. The man is literally saving thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, probably millions, actually, of children from sex trafficking networks.
Exactly.
And no one in the mainstream media to this day has even mentioned it. Last year, a record number of pedophile arrests. And additionally, he's broken up not only pedophile rings in the United States, but he's broken them up internationally.
Right, okay? The sex trafficking that has been taking place. And this is the thing. People get on me because being Hispanic, I'm just supposed to be an open borders guy. And I'm saying, look at what's happening to Hispanic women and how they're being abused in sex trafficking. You have no idea whatsoever. But on the pedophilia, because we've only got a minute and a half left here, we've been waiting on this for a long time. I mean, Corey Feldman has been shouting from the rafters about pedophilia in Hollywood. Corey Haim, his good friend that committed suicide, you know, attached to this scandalous affair that continues to go unnoticed and is just out there. It's like they want to talk about all these hashtags and everything, but what about the big problem of pedophilia in Hollywood as the headquarters for pedophilia?
You know, like, I hate to be pessimistic about this, but the Me Too and the Time's Up, I truly do believe that they're just distractions from the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is the pedophilia. Mm-hmm. You have companies like CAA in Hollywood. CAA is the biggest talent organization in the world, and it's a very corrupt and demonic company from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Love blew the whistle on Harvey Weinstein in an interview years ago, and she was blacklisted from CAA for warning women that he's basically a rapist, okay?
A predator, yeah.
And now CAA is behind the Time's Up and the Me Too movement. It's like, come on, give me a break. And if you notice, no one talks about the sex trafficking. No one talks about pedophilia. It's just sexual harassment, sexual assault. I believe it's just a distraction from the real biggest problem in Hollywood, and that's pedophilia and what Corey Feldman talks about.
Well, Liz Crokin, award-winning author, seasoned journalist, advocate for sex crime victims on Bill Martinez Live. Liz, thank you so much. Have a great time up in Canada, huh?
So much, Bill. You take care.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, many are struggling this time of year to pay their energy bills. Low-income households carry a larger burden for energy costs, typically spending 16.3% of their total annual income versus 3.5% for other households. This is according to a 2014 ORNL study. Often they must cut back on health care, medicine, groceries, and child care to pay their energy bills. You can understand that the fallout from the hurricane in Puerto Rico, for example, has only made matters worse for many Americans in New Jersey. And here to discuss this with us from Paco is Julio Garcia. Julio, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Julio, explain to our audience what Paco is, what Paco does.
Sure. Paco is a nonprofit organization in New Jersey servicing residents of Hudson County, which would be the northern region of the state of New Jersey. We have been around since 1970, providing vital social services to the community at large, and we continue our efforts, especially now with the remnants of Hurricane Maria and, you know, having the influx of so many coming from Puerto Rico to the state of New Jersey, but also to the folks that still need our assistance throughout the county here in New Jersey.
Well, and this is something that people need to be aware of, and I'm glad you brought this up, Julio, is that the people in Puerto Rico that experienced the hurricane, I mean, it's been absolutely devastating. And Puerto Rico is still not back to normal. I mean, we're talking, this could be years here, right, before Puerto Rico even gets to any kind of point. I mean, still a big part of the country is without power. Isn't that right?
That is correct, and what we're seeing now is quite a bit of an influx to regions like Florida, New York, mm-hmm. and New Jersey of former residents of Puerto Rico coming into mm-hmm. to the stateside and seeking assistance. And at the same time, once they arrive, we need to be ready to provide aid not only to them but also to the family members who they're arriving to. Mm-hmm. And already the cost of living here in New Jersey is high. Things are changing, and you know utilities can sometimes get a second thought, but they are it's an essential item to live. And so mm-hmm. we here at PACO have been dedicating over 45 years of service to this area and ensuring right. that many of our families do have enough to pay their bills and to buy food for their families and try to just survive. This year just makes it a little bit more complicated, and one of our jobs is to ensure that we've informed the general public of the assistance that's out there. And mm-hmm. you know, sometimes folks don't even realize that the assistance is there. And so yeah. when it becomes a topic of discussion in Washington, you know, it's quite, you know, burdensome for those that are already involved, and at the same time, I don't think the numbers represent the actual need out there. And I think our goal and my purpose, you know, to be today your radio show is to ensure folks understand the services and the availability of the service to the entire community.
Exactly.
And at large, I know you're syndicated, so every state has a program very similar to this. So mm-hmm. I want to ensure that folks are aware of it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to tell us about it. You know, it's got to be tough. I mean, here are people in this particular case, an instance, leaving Puerto Rico because of compromised, you know, access to utilities. They come here and, you know, it's like they've gone from one problem to another. But, you know, we appreciate that PACO is there to help them out. But it's like if you don't know, you're not going to utilize these services that are there for you. What kind of impact has happened here in New Jersey, particularly in the Hudson County area, Julio? I mean, how many people have impacted the area from Puerto Rico? Do you have an idea?
You know, it's really hard to tell right now. I think there's at this time there's a little bit of underreporting only because of the us not being ready to receive an influx, and mm-hmm. I think we're working towards that to ensure that we start capturing that data. And I think I believe many of the county offices that are in the social service end are starting to capture that data, but the numbers I think are underreported at this time.
Right.
One of the things that we are looking to do is to ensure again that we are available to everyone in the county and even in the state. I mean, right now, just earlier this week, Governor Murphy was here to sign legislation to create an advisory group of how the state is going to be treating folks from Puerto Rico and how we could assist Puerto Rico and the island. I mean, it's going to be an ongoing process.
There's yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it's going to be a number of years. There's no doubt.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah. you know, we're going to be doing our part as an organization. You know, that is focused was founded by a group of Puerto Ricans here in this community. But at the same time, you know, we understand that our job will continue and we'll be ready. And right now, like I said, right now we just want to focus on kind of the immediate assistance that we could provide our folks.
Yeah, whether you know the numbers, I mean, those will come out later, but you have to know just from a practical experience at the ground floor level you're the executive director of PACO, and you're seeing the impact. I mean, day to day, the need, and it seems to, appears to be growing. So all indicators are is that, we have issues here, an issue of communication to people that they know where to go, and also for people that want to help, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, what I could say is that we've seen a rise in our organization, and I believe throughout the state and through our network of folks, requesting additional housing services, just basic needs. We've seen even an increase in school enrollment for young children. So, these are things that we've seen at a very basic level right now, as we're capturing more. I think we'll know more of the impact of the devastation that the Hurricane Maria caused. And, we are just looking to ensure that we are ready and work with local, state, federal, and to ensure we also provide additional services that we don't even know we need yet.
Without a doubt, that's what happens when it's as dynamic as it is. It is an evolving process. Explain to our audience the weatherization assistance programs that are available.
One of the two items, and in an effort to reduce the burden of high utility costs, it's one of them is the low energy assistance program that's provided by each individual state has a department and has funding through the Department of Human Services, and what it does is reduces the burden of cost, especially for low income families, and we're talking about families that a family of four, making $4,100 a month. That could really mean, can I feed my family or keep the lights on? Or right. In so many cases that we've seen, and I've heard, and it's devastating to hear that folks turn on the stove and just let it on and get warm. Yeah, it's very tough. And so there are, with our two programs, that's the home energy assistance program that provides that assistance with, depending on the fueling method of the home. But we also our weatherization program, which is, has such a greater impact. We go into people's homes, do a full assessment of the home itself, making sure that we install insulation, things that will prevent the heat from leaving and escaping during the winter and, cold air from remaining in the home. And just these basic measures of even, putting a CO detector or smoke detector, replacing windows if needed, or just installing light bulbs, high efficiency light bulbs could make a difference.
Exactly.
And on the long term, one of the things that we saw it here.
We got about 20 seconds left here, Julio. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. One of the other things is that we know that we have an impact with our families, and we can reduce costs and the burden.
Real quick, Julio. Where can they go for more information? 5 seconds.
Sure, they could go to www.pacoagency.org for more information on our services.
American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month. Decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if you wanted to fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Lou Euler with us, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all that fun stuff that we're watching out of D.C. that is freaking us out, Lou, let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, the budget is oversized. There's no question about that. And we need to address it. And one of the problems that I think is built into the budget projection is that the bean counters are not recognizing the rate of economic growth that this tax reform measure is likely to produce. They're stuck at about 2.5 to 3%. I think it's going to be double that for a couple of years.
Well, that would be nice if that's the case. Mulvaney in his new budget, I think, was holding it steady at 3%. And so maybe that's a little bit of the fudge factor. Trump has already surprised them. I mean, they're all scratching their heads because, as you know, Lou, after the Obama administration, they said, well, Obama has set the new standard. We're only supposed to operate at a 2% GDP. Well, you know, that's laughable for a guy like Donald Trump.
It is, absolutely. And to think that during his first year, just by administrative changes and by the exuberance of his remarks, et cetera, we got to about 3% growth. And that's before the effects of tax reform kick in and add to it. So I really, you know, if you go back to Ronald Reagan in 1981, as soon as his measures kicked in, he got to 4, 5, 6% annual growth rate. I expect that will be the case soon for the U.S.
And keep in mind, in this first year, Lou, as you say, we got two hurricanes going on, you know, these natural disasters that we were dealing with. And, oh, yes, let us not forget the resistance of the Democratic Party that has done everything to create and exacerbate the mess of the previous 8 years and have done little to come alongside this president, all in the name of politics and united divide, you know, to really hurt the forgotten man and woman, Main Street America, that needs a government that is working on all cylinders.
And you have put your finger on exactly the biggest problem, and that is that the Democrat leaders of Congress, and remember, not one Democrat voted for tax reform, and they are leading a charge against tax reform, announcing that they will combat it and fight it throughout this 2018 election year. And so it is our challenge to tell the truth about what is happening in the economy to individual workers, their salaries, the bonuses, the investment that is coming back to America, the jobs that are coming back that are the positive results of tax reform. And that's our job, and we're staying right with it.
Exactly. Well, Lou, let me tell you, the Republicans have really got to get their acts together in such a way to where they are, number one, supporting the president. The other thing is that they actually do what they campaign to do, and that is for smaller government to be more prudent and fiscally responsible. And what they have done is just the opposite, and it's like they just can't handle success. The very thing that they asked the people to do, the people responded, gave them the responsibility, and what have they given us?
Yes. And there are at least two huge areas where change can be made by this administration and the Republican congressional leadership team. First, there's a rule in the House called Rule 21, which says that whenever an appropriation comes on the floor, any member can challenge it with a point of order if it does not have what is known as a current year authorization from the appropriate authorizing committee.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the $1.3 plus trillion dollars of discretionary spending that this covers, one quarter of it, $300 billion plus, about the deficit size, can be eliminated by individual votes on these measures, and clearly we should be doing that. And secondly, we should be looking at the multiplicity of overseas bases and the effort to defend the entire world, and as Trump has suggested, impose on our friends the responsibility to spend more of their money defending themselves
exactly.
than relying just on the U.S.
Well, this has been the sentiment, the growing sentiment of America that says, look, we don't want to be the police of the world. And so if we're not going to be, which I agree, we still need to be prudent about it and be very strategic and take a look to see these bases which we can close. And that money that we save there is the money that goes to the military to bring it into the 21st century. No doubt the Democrats and, you know, that is their form. They always cut back on the military and then cry foul when our national security is compromised. But they're the ones that did it.
Right. Yes. Now, that's right. We must be prudent about it. There's no question. But we must insist that our allies use more of their resources to defend themselves rather than simply relying on the largesse of the United States of America.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and others have called the question of the national, international communities to step up. And here's a time to, you know, really give them a lesson to be learned. Not only are we men of our words, but that we're going to follow up on this, and it's time for them to put money in there. You know, we have protected the international community at our own expense for a long time. And last time I checked, they're not even sending us a Christmas card saying thank you very much, you know.
And Paul Ryan has announced, and properly so, that we will begin imposing greater work requirements on the safety net programs and that sort of thing. And that is another way that we're going to improve the economy and save resources, is to put more people back to work more quickly than we have in the past 8 years.
Well, that will be a welcome situation on all counts, because that becomes a win-win proposition. I know some people do not see it that way, and that's okay. But at the very essence of our humanity, Lou, is the ability to be productive. You know, God said, be fruitful, multiply. That rings to the very soul and essence of every man, woman, and child here in this country today. We don't feel good about ourselves if we're not being productive. If we have been dehumanized and stripped of our dignity in the name of, welfare and other government handouts. Now, I'm not saying for those that require it and need some help, I'm not talking about that. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that are ripping off the rest of us, you know, so that they can kick back and do absolutely nothing. And they are the ones that are not happy campers. And they're the first ones to say, Lou, you know, if you would only give me more, I would be better off.
Yes. Yes. And the relaxation during the Obama years of the criteria on permanent SSI disabled has been just exacerbated, and it's a great problem for us. We need to go back and review those. We need to shorten the unemployment insurance time periods. There are all kinds of ways that we can bring more people back into the workforce, and then with the tax reform and the new equipment that companies are going to buy for their employees, we will see an increase in productivity that has been lagging badly, individual productivity, so we get a faster growing economy and higher wages for the workers.
That alone, what do you think the contribution of GDP that would be if we just segmented that group of people of potential labor, which means that we've got happy campers out there, we've got productive people that feel good about themselves, their family, what they're contributing, and our GDP would draw the benefit. Everybody, I mean, this is a win-win proposition for them getting back to work, as you say, Lou Euler.
You bet. And I don't know exactly the amount of increases that would occur, but we can look historically at the Reagan years and the Kennedy years with major tax reform, and we enjoyed several years during those times of 6% economic growth.
Right.
And as you know, when we can grow this economy consistently at 4% a year, in 17 years, we double the size of the economy and the assets available to average Americans.
Well, you mentioned Reagan and, of course, Kennedy, but not that long ago, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had welfare reform, but even his Democratic colleagues could not hold to it and appreciate the benefit. They went the easy route and said, well, the best way to get reelected is just give the people more money, which is what our founding fathers said would be absolutely abysmal. Benjamin Franklin said that once we start down that road, we have absolutely gutted the republic.
Yes. And actually, let's make sure we reward the right people. During the Clinton administration, the balanced budgets, the excesses, were really the result of policies that Newt Gingrich and the new Republican majority in the House forced on him, and that was a time of great celebration for our nation. You bet.
Without a doubt. Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, has been with us. Lou, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.